Well, yes. Hello, my friends. This is Troy Brewer, and I'm coming to you today from the studios of Open Door Church right here in Big Time Burleson, Texas. And I want to say that I'm actually speaking to several different audiences at one time. I'm talking to all of my podcast people and everybody that's listening on troybrewer.com right now. And I'm saying that because all of our radio listeners might not realize that we have a weekly podcast that's free. In fact, we have several free resources at troybrewer.com that include the podcast. It also includes a place where you can sign up for my daily devotional, which has a prophetic directive for the day, a scripture for the day, and a word for the day. And you can also sign up for free to receive my weekly video, which is exclusive content for those of you who are brave enough to sign up for it at troybrewer.com. But hey, I'm not preaching from the pulpit today. I'm actually coming to you from the studios. I'm not in here all by myself. I'm in here with my very good friend, Brother Andrew Szabo. How are you, my friend?
Terrific. It's great to be with you as always, Troy. It's always fun to have our conversations.
It is. We like to talk,
even though we talk differently.
We do talk differently, and I like that. I do. I've always liked that. Yes. I have never been offended or threatened by the uniqueness of people, and that's a kingdom perspective.
Yes.
You know, I like that. Just for the record, my accent is cooler than yours.
I don't think so.
I really don't think so either.
Well, actually, technically, you do have an accent. You're quite correct on that. I don't have an accent.
Yeah, yours is completely neutral. Yeah, whatever.
That's such a
British attitude, man. That's so Brit. Hey, so you are actually – tell us what you're doing for Troy Brewer Ministries now.
Well, I have the privilege of being the operations pastor for –
Troy, operations pastor.
Well, that's the title you've given me. But no, it's fun. I mean, it's such a great initiative. There's so much fantastic content that people need to hear. And this is a way we can get more content out to more people through a membership program. And more importantly, the benefits of that program goes to rescue, to liberate girls from sexual abuse and sexual slavery and to support them.
And we're doing it.
And we're doing it.
I mean,
even after just a couple of months here,
we're
rocking and rolling. It's exceeding some expectations already, which is exciting. We've how many girls have we liberated now?
67.
67.
Andrew, I told everybody at the beginning of the year I was hoping for 12. I was like, I want to be able to say at the end of this year that there were 12 women who were in total bondage that we rescued and redeemed and saved in every woman in every way that a woman can be saved. If I could have 12, I'd be so happy. And we're at 67.
Yeah.
That's typical Troy Brewer stuff, though.
No, that's typical God stuff that he is doing immeasurably more than we could ask or imagine.
I'm glad he didn't tell me because I wouldn't have signed up for it. I would have went, there's no way we can do that. There's no way. There's no way, God. So once again, it's Jehovah Sneaky. That's what it is. It's one of those, the 17th of the 16 Jehovah titles. It's the one that I add, Jehovah Sneaky. He doesn't tell you everything that you're signing up for. He just says, follow me.
Follow, yes.
He's smart.
Because he is the way.
He is the way.
It's not the place. He didn't say, I am the place,
right.
The truth, and life. He said, I am the way.
That's exactly
the
right.
The truth and the life. Because he shows himself in many different ways, doesn't he?
He does. One of the big things that's on my radar right now that God is speaking to me about so much is about the power of processing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's not just about getting to a certain place. It's about learning God and learning how to process God through certain situations, and that really is the way.
Yeah.
I mean, that's him being the way. Okay, look, the destination is cool. It really is. God's all about that. But how we learn God is in the way or through how we process our journey with him. Oh, I love that.
And there are signs along the way.
There are signs.
And there are signs in his word. And there are signs up in the stars.
You know, last week I was preaching a conference in Portland, Oregon. And I think we're actually going to talk about that. Right?
Yeah,
Ron?
Yeah.
That was a cool segue. That was very professionally done. Wow.
I've done a little radio before.
You have done some radio. All right. So last week I was doing a conference. I did two in the Portland, Oregon area, and then I did one up in the Auburn, Washington area. I love that whole part of the world. Man, the Pacific Northwest is just beautiful. Oh, my gosh. I really didn't realize.
The only problem I have with it reminds me of England.
Oh,
too much rain.
It is so England-y. I mean, I think that's why everybody drinks so much up there. It's just like England. You know, the only time there's ever any life in England is in a pub.
Right.
You know, it's like, wow. Well, it's because the weather is just like all the time. You know,
and
like,
it's cloudy.
It's cloudy.
The trouble with cloudiness is that you don't see the stars.
Yeah.
And you were there to talk about what?
Well, the stars. I was talking about, you know, the prophetic signs in the heavens and how the heavens declare the glory of God. And it's one of my favorite topics in the whole wide world. I have a bunch of laser pointers, and I love it when there's not a lot of air traffic and I can point up to the heavens without going to Guantanamo Bay and point up the heavens and, you know, and point out all the constellations. It's one of my favorite subjects in the whole world. Do you want to talk with me about that?
Sure, let's talk about that. Because okay. The constellations, it's interesting. When people think of the constellations, they think of astrology. And the reality is a lot of that has been hijacked because, I mean, after all, who created the stars?
That's exactly right. There's a lot of things that have been hijacked. I have a good friend of mine by the name of Ron Cantor, and he's on God TV every day, and he's a really good friend of mine. And he has a book that's called Identity Theft and how that we've taken away the Jewish identity of Jesus, you know, and it's been hijacked somehow. Yeah. You know, I mean, I have a Bible at the house that has a blonde-headed, blue-eyed, very, very cool-looking white guy, Jesus, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with bringing Jesus into every single culture and every single race, but it's important that we understand that the Jewish things of Jesus are actually kingdom things, right? And just exactly like that, when it comes to the constellations in the heavens, we think a lot of that stuff is witchcraft, and it's not. It's actually the kingdom.
Exactly. And so there is prophetic meaning in the stars.
Of course there is.
And the constellations.
Of course.
And what's interesting is that people look at, you know, they think of astrology when you think of the stars. I'm born in Virgo.
Right.
Virgo actually, if you go back to the beginning.
Yes.
Because that is really, that's the true beginning, isn't it?
It is the true beginning. It's the book of Genesis where God Almighty says, on the fourth day, I created the sun and the moon and stars. And then he says, for this reason. He says, for signs.
The signs.
For seasons, for days, and for years. The first reason God created the stars with our perspective in mind, which the Bible calls our perspective of the heavens, the firmament.
Right.
Okay, so
now what is the firmament? I think some listeners may not know what that really means.
It actually means our personal perspective,
right?
Our, how we see things. Okay, so the firmament is the way that it's when you look up from your perspective. It's how he looks, and it turns out, Andrew, that our perspective is very important to God. And there's so many things that are astrological that prove that. And one of those things is simply, you know, all the constellations are only the constellations from our perspective.
Right.
Right. Okay. Well, also we know that I know that in the month of August in 2017, there's going to be a full solar eclipse, and I actually have already booked tickets, and I'm already going to be doing a conference in Portland because that's where you really get to see it. Okay.
If it's not cloudy.
If it's not cloudy and not rainy, that's exactly right. But it is August,
yes.
So it's possible. Yeah, exactly right. It is possible. But, oh no, I think you just rained on my parade. I didn't even think about that. Oh my gosh. But
is that a pun there that it rained on your parade?
Yes, it just rained on my parade. So here's the deal. Whenever we see like a full solar eclipse or a full lunar eclipse, you think, well, yeah, that's really cool, and eclipses happen all over the world, all over the universe. No, they don't. No, they do not. Like, how do you know that? In fact, it may be a totally unique experience in all creation that we have a total eclipse the way that we have it. Because the sun is exactly 4,000 times bigger than the moon, and the sun is exactly 4,000 times further away than the moon from our perspective. And what that means is, from our perspective, they are exactly the same size. They're about the size of a quarter. Exactly. And the sun,
astounding.
And that has to do with our perspective. So God created the distance of the sun and the moon with our perspective in mind so that when they cross, they meet perfectly. Okay, that's the firmament. That's what that means. So it's like our perspective. He's like, look, I created this, but I'm thinking about how you view it.
Mm-hmm.
So please be willing to view it.
So we need to start looking at the constellations and view them in a different way.
Yeah, from a kingdom lens.
Perspective, right, because after all, he created them.
He did. And he did create them for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. Now, the Bible says in Psalms 19 that the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. And night unto night it utters speech, and there is no language where their voice is not heard. Okay? So the Bible says, hey, listen, God is prophetically declaring through the heavens. So let's just kind of go through this. You want to?
Yeah, and the last part there is that, say the last part again.
And the firmament shows his handiwork. So that means the details right. are on your willingness to perceive from your perspective.
And it can be seen by everyone.
Everyone. There is no...
But not every constellation can be seen by everyone. But the 12 main constellations can.
That's exactly right.
Whether you're in the northern hemisphere or the southern hemisphere.
That's correct.
So God, again, coming back to the firmament, his perspective, it doesn't matter if you're in Australia.
It doesn't.
And you're in England or the United States.
You can
or
see
anywhere in between.
Signs.
You can see these 12 constellations.
There are 12 major constellations in the heavens, just like there are 12 tribes of Israel, just like there's 12 months in a year. There are 12 disciples. There are 12 hours a day. There are 12 hours a night. 12 is the number that God likes to illustrate when he says, I am in control. I am governing. It's the kingdom number. Boom. My throne is in this. The throne has 24 surrounding it. That's 12 times 2. Just like the earth has 24,000 miles around it, and just like a day has 24 hours in it, right? So again, it's a witness that God is governing something. 12 times 2. The number 2 represents a perfect witness, right on?
Okay.
So the number 12 represents God governing something. Well, I say that because every single month a new constellation comes up. And what that means is a new chapter in a 12-chapter book is seen, okay? It's a prophetic rotational story, and every single month a brand new chapter rises above the horizon. So it starts off at one point and it ends at another point, and I'm going to tell you right now, this is what it declares. It declares the redemptive heart and purposes and plan of the Father towards human beings. It's Amen. The story of redemption. That's what it is.
And in your book, Looking Up.
Yes, I do have a book that's called Looking Up.
It starts, you say it starts actually with Virgo.
It does start with Virgo. And let's just kind of, if we can unpack that, because that's a big deal. Because the witches and the astrologers have it wrong. Okay, they say it starts with Aries. And it doesn't start with Aries. It starts with Virgo, the virgin, which is Genesis chapter 3, which is the promise of the seed of the woman happening through a virgin woman. And by the way, it is impossible. You understand how biology works. It is impossible. Possible for a virgin woman to have a seed within her. Okay? So the first promise is Genesis chapter 3, which is the first promise of the Messiah. And then it goes 12 chapters later all the way through the Bible, and it ends with Leo, which is the lion of the tribe of Judah coming back.
Amen.
That's Revelation chapter 21, right on. It begins with Genesis 3. It begins with Revelation chapter 21. Now, there is actually an ancient indicator that shows us this that everyone is familiar with. Located near Cairo, Egypt. And I've actually been here. Have you ever been to Cairo?
I have not been to Cairo yet, but my parents have, and they took a picture of the Sphinx.
The Sphinx. It's located in front of the largest astrological structure in the world, which we know as the Great Pyramid. It is an astrological structure. And right directly in front of it is the Sphinx. There it is. Boom. And what is it?
The front end, it's...
It's the head of a woman.
And
in the body of a lion.
It's a lion.
It's showing us, hey, the story begins at Virgo and it ends at Leo. Because it's rotational and it never stops. So you have to know where do you get on and where do you get off this train. And by the way, the word Sphinx means connected or united. It's where you unite the belt.
Right. The beginning and the end.
That's exactly right. So the reason why the witches and the astrologers don't get it is because you got to know Jesus. And he's the beginning and the end of all things.
Amen.
And so if you're missing Jesus, you're missing the whole point of the whole story. Okay. So here's the story. It begins with Virgo the Virgin. Right on. Ben, how long do we have, buddy? I got another 7 minutes. Oh, I can do this in 7 minutes. Oh, wait. No. Are you saying, wait.
11.
11. Okay. So we have time for the end.
Yes, we do. So, Ben, I want you to count me down to about 7 minutes. Can you do that? Okay, here we go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. I don't have any notes here. Actually, I do. I've got my book over here.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
It starts off with Virgo the Virgin. That's the first one up. What is that the promise of? It's the promise that the Messiah, even though it's impossible to happen, it's going to happen. It's the promise that I know it's impossible. I know that the problem has happened through a woman, so the solution will happen through a woman. Why? Because God hates it whenever women are dishonored, and he loves to honor women.
Yeah.
I don't know if you realize this or not, my brother, but the very first preacher of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ was not even a male. It was a woman. the very first preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ was not a man. It was a woman. And she came back to the disciples and said, and told, dude, he's risen.
Yeah.
The Lord chose a woman, gave that honor to women, right? Yeah. And he hated that women had been dishonored. And that's what redemption always does. So it starts off with Genesis 3. It's Virgo the virgin. And by the way, the star inside her belly that represents the Messiah is Spica. And Spica is a Greek name for a Hebrew word, which means the branch. So it even names the name of the Messiah. And four times in the Old Testament, the coming Messiah would be called the branch. Yes, it even names him. Absolutely astounding. Let's continue. After that, Libra, the scales. What is that saying? It's saying that the Messiah is not only going to be a Messiah, but he's going to be a Messiah redeemer.
Right.
He's going to pay a big price. What's the price he's going to pay? Next up, Scorpio. He's going to die. Oh, death, where's your sting? Oh, grave, where's your victory? So it's going to be impossible. He's going to be a Messiah. He's going to be a Messiah redeemer. He's going to balance the scales. He's going to lay down his life. But don't worry, Sagittarius, he is going to rise up and defeat death. That's what Sagittarius is all about. He's got a bow and he's aiming it directly at Antares, which is the heart of the scorpion, right? Okay, after that. After all that happens, next up, we change chapters just a little bit, and now we have something called Capricorn. Capricorn is the sea goat, and it is the picture of the goat of redemption and the fish, which represents the body of Christ, becoming one body.
Okay.
So it's the goat of redemption is dying and laying down his life. That's exactly right. But out of him, he develops a body, which is called fish.
Right.
Are you with me on that?
So
right
it's,
on?
It's kind of incongruous, but in the context
that's exactly
of
right.
Scripture, it makes perfect sense.
Okay. So then once you have that, you have Aquarius. Why do you have Aquarius? That's the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon all of those fish, right? It's a man who's pouring out something. So it's the pouring out of the Holy Spirit. Do you know what we have after that? We have Pisces. And Pisces is two fish bound together in covenant. Okay, what is that? And one of them is vertical and one of them is horizontal. That's the picture of a cross, okay? One of them is vertical, one of them is horizontal. That's the picture of a cross. What is that? It's the promise of the seed of Abraham being as the stars of heaven, which is supernatural, and as the sands of the sea, which is natural Israel. So Pisces actually represents, and the picture, Andrew, is that it's two fish. One's horizontal, one's vertical. It is
the cross.
And they are bound together by a binding covenant, right? And it literally represents the church rising up, and it also represents natural Israel rising up. Right? One is as the stars of heaven, according to the Abrahamic covenant, and the other one is as the sands of the sea. That's natural Israel. One's supernatural, one's natural, and both of those things rise according to the story of redemption that is within the heavens right before the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the last one is Aries, and Aries is the kingdom. Aries is, he is seated, and he has horns of power, and he is seated, and that is thy kingdom come, thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. And that's the job of the church, right? And then, boom, the scene changes again, and the last four is Jesus comes back.
Taurus.
Taurus, yes. And he's breaking through. Boom. You know, you always only see half of him. Why? Because he's breaking through something. It's the God of breakthrough. Man, that's just great stuff.
Yes.
And so Jesus is coming back. Every eye shall see him. The brightest star in Taurus the bull is Aldebaran, which is the eye of the bull.
Okay.
Right on. Every eye shall see him. He has Pleiades in his neck. And Pleiades is the seven sisters. It's the seven churches. He's coming back with us to rule and to reign.
Amen.
Come on.
Then after that,
we have Gemini. Wow, you know these things, man.
I read your book.
Okay. Gemini is whenever we come back with him, we shall be as him. His holiness will be our holiness.
Okay.
His righteousness will be our righteousness. You won't be able to tell the difference between us and him. And Paul put it this way, now we see through a mirror foggy, or now we see through a glass darkly. But then face to face, okay? And then the next one is really elusive.
Cancer.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you know that. It's actually the dimmest of all of them, which means it's the one that you have to look the deepest into. And even the word cancer is offensive within this generation today.
Yeah.
And that's a blasphemous thing that's taken place because cancer ought to be glorious. Cancer does not belong to the devil. Cancer belongs to the kingdom. And cancer means the one that holds on. That's what it means. And it speaks of eternal salvation. It speaks of eternal security. It speaks of God Almighty saying, none shall pluck you from out of my hands. Amen. So the claws represent how God holds on and he'll never let go. And then after that,
finishing up with Leo.
That's exactly right.
The Lion of Judah coming back.
Coming back, seated, ruling and reigning. It's all about Jesus. So he's finished. He rules and reigns over the whole thing. So it begins, and of course, we can look in very deeply, and I have multiple chapters on all of these. The names of the stars tell the story. The pictures themselves tells the story. And then the numbers, just like we just now got through talking about Leo the Lion, the heart of Leo the Lion is a star called Regulus.
Okay.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful star. And it is exactly 77 light years away. 77 is the number of the church. So what is the heart of King Jesus? Those whom he has redeemed, the church. All of that was in the heavens before it was in the Bible, and I love it.
And the author was the same.
The author of the Bible and the author of the heavens is exactly the same. All right. Well, that's about all the time that we have today, and that's some fun stuff. I like that.
Well, if people want to dive deeper, they can get a great book, Looking Up, Prophetic Signs in the Constellations and How the Heavens Declare the Glory of God. And, of course, you've done some good conferences. You talked about the conference in Portland, but you kicked it off here in Burleson a few months ago. I had the privilege of coming to that conference.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tremendous. Actually, one of your best conferences.
Thank you. Thank you.
And the beauty of all these conferences, it's all available on Troy Brewer TV.
It is. You can actually go there. We have five cameras. We've caught it all in five cameras. We have included all of the graphics of the constellations themselves. And we have 80 feet of media screen here at Open Door Church, and we actually filmed the screen itself. You can see the whole screen.
That was amazing.
And you know what? You can, my friends. You can actually view this in its entirety by going to troybrewer.tv.
And that's just one area. We have conferences. That's one conference in one area, which is the conferences. There's four other areas.
That's correct.
You've got your School of Ministry, your School of Prophecy.
Yes.
You've got all your pulpit teachings, and exclusive content.
Yeah, and the exclusive content is stuff that we film all over the world. I was in Portland and in Seattle last week, and we took cameras. I took a whole team with me, and we did all kinds of cool stuff, you know, by Multnomah Falls and way out in the woods and fun stuff. And you can only find that at troybrewer.tv, and you can't find it anywhere else.
Right. So, I mean, this content is transformative to the members.
Yes.
But there's even a bigger transformation.
There is. Because people are partnering with this, this actually affords us a budget to buy human beings.
To liberate girls from sex abuse and sex trafficking.
That's
and
correct.
To support them. It's one
That's
thing
correct.
To liberate them.
That's right.
It's another thing to support them. And through the members, the different levels of membership, they liberate and support the members. It's exciting. How many girls have we managed to liberate and now support this
year? As of right now, 67.
67. Just this year alone.
Just this year. 67 girls who were in total bondage, who were being abused, who didn't have anybody in the world help them. We literally have delivered them. We paid the price for them. Now we are housing them. We are educating them. And their ages range from 11 years old to 27.
That's astounding.
It is astounding.
So we've got a special offer for the viewers. We've had a couple of people step up to match gifts. So if you go to actually a special page called troybrewer.com/rescue, troybrewer.com/rescue, your gifts as either giving $30 a month or $300 a year will be matched. So this is we can double the level of liberation and support.
We can. And you know what? This is all about actually being the hands and feet of Jesus. This is about redeeming people. This is about taking redemption and answering evil with the goodness of God. And that's how you overcome evil, Andrew, is answering it with the goodness of God. So my friends, I encourage you, please take advantage of this unique situation and opportunity to truly help people. Guys, again, we do have matching funds for this, and I'm just hoping that you will consider going to troybrewer.tv and standing with me in every single way that you possibly can. Guys, look, that's all the time that I have for today. Andrew, thank you so much.
Thank you, Troy. It's always a delight to be with you.
It is a great delight, sir, to be with you too. And my friends, thank you for visiting troybrewer.tv, and I'll see you on the radio this time again tomorrow.